This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, the 25th day of August 2016. This is going to be an over-the-top, important, jam-packed transmission. But first, a key report with John Bowne.
Racists go home.
Racists go home.
And the name calling blares on with nothing to back it up. Well, Trump haters, have you put much research or even logical thought into your claims of Donald Trump's supposed xenophobia? I know it's a big word and it's fun to use, but why is it that Trump made this statement in the first place?
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people. But I speak to border guards, and they tell us what we're getting. And it only makes common sense. It only makes common sense. They're sending us not the right people. It's coming from more than Mexico. It's coming from all over South and Latin America, and it's coming probably from the Middle East.
Could this have something to do with it? Last year, the Washington Times reported that more than 100 immigrants whom the Obama administration released back into the community went on to be charged with subsequent killings. And in 2015 alone, over 30,000 illegals from countries of terrorist concern crossed the United States' southwestern border. That was last year, clowns. Do you actually think denying those facts as they get buried by the dying lamestream media solves the problem?
You're going to take this and probably spin it, right?
As many as 20 Americans are killed by unlicensed drivers per day, the bulk of which are drivers in the United States illegally. Most of these manslaughter cases barely see any jail time because of their illegal immigration status.
As I started to testify, Sacramento, Los Angeles Police Commission, all I was hearing was, well, you know, these people work, they contribute, they have to take their kids to school. Like, that was a reason that it was okay that they killed people. And every year, just driving, they kill about 3,000 people, which, of course, never makes it in the press anywhere. Most newspapers now don't even give the license or immigration status when they kill somebody.
All Mexicans rapists.
Wrong.
No, he has.
Wrong.
Someone
pull it up. I don't know.
How dare Donald Trump refer to illegal aliens as rapists, right? Wrong. Just last month, the website ncfire.info, short for North Carolinians for Immigration Reform and Enforcement, a website that simply tallies North Carolina child rape crimes, reported that in July of 2016, last month, 117 innocent North Carolina children were sexually abused by these guys, the same guys the anti-Trumpers claim don't exist. In December of 2013, 89 illegals committed 575 acts of sexual abuse on American children in 1 month alone. If North Carolina serves as the bellwether, can you imagine what's happening in states like California and Texas? And now, as the Washington Free Beacon reported, Sunni extremists are infiltrating the United States with the help of alien smugglers in South America and are crossing U.S. borders with ease, according to a U.S. South Command intelligence report. The command's J2 Intelligence Directorate reported recently in internal channels that special interest aliens are working with a known alien smuggler network in Latin America to reach the United States. If you superimpose these facts on the anti-Trump protesters' concerns, at the end of the day, it's nothing less than a display of treason. Treason fueled by disinformation, insulting the memory of defenseless Americans killed and or raped by the very illegal aliens these delusional leftists continue to defend. But all of that horror aside, anti-Trump protesters, you just keep on ignoring the mushrooming epidemic of unreported child rapes by illegals, the unwarranted deaths of your fellow citizens, and the coming jihad that will eventually claim you or someone you know if the real Americans protecting your hide don't do something about it. because the rest of us are working towards a day when you will have to answer to your ignorance.
I'm a senior citizen, and I don't believe in dirty, filthy, lying politics.
Okay, so who are you going to vote for? Can I ask you who you're going to vote for?
You can count on it. I'm voting for Hillary Clinton.
Hold on, folks. She just said she's against lying, corrupt politicians, but she's voting for Hillary Clinton.
John Bound for Infowars.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now all that's changed, because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need, when you need it, or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code Radio67 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code Radio67. That's Radio 67.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us on this live, original Thursday, the 25th day of August 2016, worldwide broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours today. Investigative journalist Don Rappaport will be joining us to look at the ongoing emails that are coming out showing that the Clinton Foundation was indeed a pay-to-play money laundering operation so that the Secretary of State could sell out the United States to the highest bidder and, of course, the American worker. Most of it is deals. To allow the export of our technology, our minerals, you name it, to multinationals. Truly incredible. We also have an amazing clip of Nigel Farage in Louisiana with Donald Trump yesterday. That before I even get into all the news, I want to play in whole right now because I think it's important to kick the show off with Nigel Farage, the man that founded UKIP 24 years ago and who has taken the info war to Europe and has gotten the British to successfully go with the Brexit. So let's go ahead and go to that report. If you're a radio listener and want to actually see the video, it's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in an article by Paul Joseph Watson. It's also obviously important to share this video. So we're going to be getting into that. We're also going to be looking at Assange. New Hillary info could swing election if it catches fire. But first, Nigel Farage, the info warrior of Albion, being introduced by Donald J. Trump.
Well, thank you. Good evening, Mississippi. I come to you from the United Kingdom with a message of hope and a message of optimism. It's a message that says if the little people, if the real people, if the ordinary decent people are prepared to stand up and fight for what they believe in, we can overcome the big banks. We can overcome the multinationals. And we did it. We made June the 23rd our Independence Day when we smashed the establishment. And we did it. Everybody said we'd lose. And what did we see? We saw experts from all over the world. We saw the International Monetary Fund. We saw Moody's. We saw Standard & Poor's. We saw global leaders giving us Project Fear, telling us that if we voted not to be run by a bunch of unelected old men in Brussels... Yeah, well, it's okay. They don't like me either, so it doesn't really matter, does it? But they told us our economy would fall off a cliff. They told us there'd be mass unemployment. They told us investment would leave our country. And David Cameron, then our Prime Minister, but no longer, told us we might even get World War III. And we saw the commentariat, and we saw the polling industry doing everything they could to demoralize our campaign. On the day of the vote itself, that morning, they put us 10 points behind. And actually, they were all wrong. And they were wrong because what the Brexit campaign did is we reached those people who've been let down by modern global corporatism. We reached those people. We reach those people who have never voted in their lives, but believe by going out and voting for Brexit, they could take back control of their country, take back control of their borders, and get back their pride and self-respect. Now the big card. The big card the Prime Minister decided to play in the referendum is he got a foreign visitor to come to London to talk to us. Yes, we were visited by one Barack Obama. And he talked down to us. He treated us as if we were nothing. One of the oldest functioning democracies in the world. And here he was telling us to vote Remain. So I, having criticized and condemned his behavior, I could not possibly tell you how you should vote in this election. But I'm hearing you. But I will say this. If I was an American citizen, I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton if you paid me. In fact, I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton if she paid me. Vote folks, the message is clear. The parallels are there. There are millions of ordinary Americans who've been let down, who've had a bad time, who feel the political class in Washington are detached from them, who feel so many of their representatives are politically correct parts of that liberal media elite. They feel people aren't standing up for them, and they've actually, in many cases, given up on the whole electoral process. And I think that you have a fantastic opportunity here with this campaign. You can go out. You can beat the pollsters. You can beat the commentators. You can beat Washington. And you'll do it by doing what we did for Brexit in Britain. We had our own people's army of ordinary citizens who went out and delivered leaflets, who went to meet people where they worked and where they socialized, who convinced and inspired people to go out, if this was the one and only time in their life, and to vote for change. So my advice to you, if you want change in this country, you better get your walking boots on. You better get out there campaigning. And remember, anything is possible if enough decent people are prepared to stand up against the establishment. Thank you very much indeed.
Wow. Thank you, Nigel. What a job.
Now, I raise this point so that you, the listeners, understand the real playing field we're on. The globalists operate in hoaxes and in fraud. But many times, if their hoax is successful and the public buys into the lie, it then becomes manifest reality. When we're submitting to their brainwashing, humans are basically able to build and create whatever we envision. We've proven that. And so they come out and they create the perception that Trump is a racist when he's not. They create the perception that Trump is 15 points behind in the polls when he's not. But then people start talking in the streets, even though they know the mainstream media is deceptive, even though they only trust the media 6% of the time when they're asked in scientific polls. But still, everyone starts parroting the talking point, and then it creates a reality. And so how do you reach out to people who are being conned, who are being basically pushed onto a bandwagon? You have to explain to them how this phenomenon works. First, they put out the fake polls. Then it will skew people somewhat historically towards that number, not all the way. A lot of people aren't weak-minded, but still enough to win the election. But the mainstream media is so discredited now, it's out of gas in many respects, and we are still, how many days is it to the election? 74 days till the November election. A referendum against the corrupt press, a referendum against the corrupt megabanks. But you're not going to hear Nigel Farage anywhere on international television or national television. They're just blacking it out. Just like they're blacking out the fact that our reporters, 2+ miles, getting there 3 hours before the rally started in North Austin, a supposed blue city, in a sea of red Texas. And we have the video, we have the B-roll we're going to roll, I guess, now or later, that just shows our reporters having to walk in miles and miles of major highways. They picked a convention center not downtown. That was smart. But one in North Austin surrounded by cow pastures. back when I was in high school, it was all cow pastures. Now there's some car dealerships and a few factories and things out there. But had to walk 2 miles in the 95-degree heat, and then there were lines so long, overfilled in the convention center, that what, seats 20,000 people, that our reporters couldn't even get in, even though they had press passes. They just couldn't even get up there. And that was getting there, some reporters 2 hours, some reporters 3 hours before. You would think that'd be huge news with a news chopper over it showing it, but they didn't. This is emblematic of the deception.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now all that's changed, because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need, when you need it, or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code Radio67 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code Radio67. That's Radio 67.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Look at your young men fighting, look at your women crying, look at your young men dying.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. So, the corporate media, the establishment media, the discredited media, they're like the devil. They have to have many names to describe them. One is not enough. The enemy media is engaged now in a tripling down that Donald Trump is a bigot and a racist. That's what Hillary's been saying. I'm going to do a very special live report disproving all of this when we come back and start the next segment. It's going to be powerful. This segment is too short. But coming up the next segment, I'm going to destroy the liar Hillary Clinton and her cohorts in the corporate state-run media. We have her. And quite frankly, I'm going to produce with my crew some informational pieces. I wouldn't call them campaign ads, but just ads in defense of truth that we're going to be putting out that are going to expose what's really going on. I mean, we have Hillary on tape saying black people are super predators that must be brought to heel. It's not just a quote. We have video. We have her saying build a wall. We have Bill Clinton saying build a wall. Now, saying black people are super predators, instead of saying black criminals are super predators and white criminals are super predators, because that's what a Jeffrey Dahmer is. Or Mike Tyson biting Evander Holyfield's ears off. That's a super predator who can't control himself. Evander Holyfield can. See, it's so incredible I can hardly even cover it because there's too much proof, too many facts. It's just crazy. It's crazy. And then they just come out and say he's this horrible racist, he's this horrible evil guy, when she's saying build a wall. That idea came from the Democrats, because other countries have them too. But it's the hypocrisy of the media not calling her on this. It's like when Hillary wouldn't go visit flooded Louisiana, worse than Katrina. And the media just said, that's okay, she's a Democrat, she's a woman. She's not John McCain in 2008. They made that a huge campaign issue that Bush fumbled the Katrina aid. Well, fumbling something is at least on the field, not just refusing to show up. But I'm digressing. This is all coming up at the start of the next segment. It's very, very important. We have all this other news. I used to read UNIDIR documents, UN documents, public statements they put out, and people wouldn't believe it 20 years ago. Now, every day, there are scores of articles where the United Nations says, do this or do that with your courts, with your border, with your laws, with your police, with your schools, with your colleges, with your sports teams. We are regulatorily more and more run by the unelected UN. There's a new article by investigative journalist Wayne Madsen, International Policing Protocol. Now, remember, a few years ago, we've had whistleblowers on. From Homeland Security, they were told, you're not even allowed to say Islamic or Islamic terror when you're investigating someone, even if they've committed a violent act. When you're interrogating somebody that stabs people or shoots people, yelling Allah Akbar, you can't even say it's Islamic. Those words aren't allowed. Now this is being put into use internationally. And it's through the UN, through Interpol. See, the UN. Just like the UN sending tenfold the monitors they sent 4 years ago to the U.S., just like the U.N. and others have been suing Sheriff Arpaio and running around and setting up strong cities initiatives with Justice Department backing. And Obama says, I don't even need Congress or the military or anybody or for authority of war. I get it from NATO. We're in a treaty with those other countries for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization for a mutual defense pact. The other countries don't supersede us in that agreement. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a treason. This is a globalist takeover allied with third world populations. The third world populations, I don't blame them wanting a better life. The point is, they're being used, period, in a seditious move to overthrow this country. It's not like they're overthrowing something to make it better. They're overthrowing it to make us be a captured third world system with a permanent ruling class, the end of the middle class. This is what the New World Order prefers. It's what Obama's pushed. You go to Whole Foods, there's magazines everywhere for like 5 years, how to be austere, how great it is to be poor. Okay, great. You want to be poor? You go ahead. I'm into prosperity and technology and innovation and integrating it with old world classic values, right? Individualism. But here's the deal. You're not going to give China energy three times cheaper than us and screw over everybody in America. There are people that do care, and they have a right for somebody to stand up for them, and I'm doing it, and you're doing it, and nothing on earth's going to stop us. You can feel the Titan giant rising.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Listener, you'll want to go to drudgereport.com. Sick. Hillary plays Klan card on Trump. Totally discredited. He had criticized the KKK of his own accord decades ago and again 10 years ago, singling out David Duke specifically. But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that she was actually part of the Dixie Mafia and had the KKK actually give money to help her run for office. It doesn't matter if her main mentor was Robert Bird, the Grand Dragon, supreme leader of all of the caverns and cyclopsian protuberances. Because this is the inversion of reality. We're going to get to this special live breakdown as I go through these clips here and home. But first, again, Politico. Politico merging with the Washington Post, in bed with the Clinton-Obama combine up to their eyeballs. Bezos. Absolutely sickening. Isn't that just darling? We're going to be breaking down the facts here in just a moment. But before I go any further, we launched yesterday the latest installment to the family of products, nutraceutical supplements, at InfoWarsLife.com. BioTrue Selenium. And folks really responded. And that's great because this is obviously something everybody needs. It's also super important because it helps fund the operation. But selenium is right up there with iodine and vitamin C. And, of course, the three things work together synergistically. But when you take it with X2, Dr. Grip says it just only magnifies what's happening. I personally get a lot of clean energy from it. So I'm kind of at the point of, like, do I take Super Male with it? And then, or do I even need Super Male with it? I mean, I'm just being honest with people. You can gauge it for yourself or take one thing one day and something else the next to kind of alternate. But these are amazing, amazing products. BioTrue Selenium. In fact, I was talking to a group who's world-renowned for developing products because of his stringent quality levels. And he said, look, we are the best. I said, so this is really one of the top ones. So I said, I want to recommend some other brands and stuff. You know, they're in stores. And he said, Alex, we should really start putting all this in stores. And a lot of the products he's developed are. He said, this is the best from mustard seed. No one's got anything like this. And it really is super over-the-top quality. Available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And then he was showing me online, speaking of the devil, Amazon, hundreds of, he was pulling them up, different seleniums that are out there for like $19.95 and more that were smaller dosages and that was the synthetic type that you can't even really upload. And he was pulling up studies and showing those to me. He was showing some of them on air yesterday. It's just crazy that these companies just go out and do whatever's cheapest and easiest and then gouge you. Ours is $19.95. There are seleniums out there that are synthetic for $30. Total ripoff. I mean, take our Prostagard formula. What is it, 6 or 7 ingredients? The same level of saw palmetto that is in a leading competitor that I hear ads on the radio for $29. Ours is less and has all the other known safe ingredients for your prostate. And, of course, if it's good for your prostate, it's good for everything. Women should be taking things like Prostagard. It's things that your glands need to produce certain things. I mean, here's an example. There are studies out, you can look it up yourself, that if you don't have selenium that your brain electrochemically runs off of, if you're a male, it will take it from your brain and give it to your testicles. Because the body, in our design, sees procreation in an emergency starvation situation as more important than you living. Or you being smart. So I must have been deficient in it because I take it twice a day now, and it's amazing. All right, I'm going to stop talking about it. It's just that once I start discussing it, it really is that cool. And a lot of the things we have, like DNA Force, are proprietary and really complex, and there's hundreds of studies per ingredient on it. You can even make claims with BioPQQ because it's a nutraceutical, but they're trying to make it and other things prescription now. But when you get down to just selenium, it's just selenium, but it's the good selenium. But whatever you do, do your own research and find out what I'm talking about. And there are natural ways to get it as well in nuts and stuff like that, or in mustard seed. Whatever you do, you need to get the selenium in your body. You need to filter your water. And look, I know most of the audience knows this better than I. I'm not preaching. I'm saying this to myself. Take your supplements, Alex. Alex, don't drink that iced tea at the restaurant unless it's filtered water. Ask them. And the more I ask, and more you ask, more and more restaurants go, yes, we do filter our water. And then I ask, what type? And they, by the way, Alex, I'm a listener. And then the owner comes out from behind the counter. That has happened many times when I start asking about stuff. They go, let me ask the manager. And the manager comes over. Oh, Alex Jones, how you doing? Yeah, the owner put filters in a couple years ago. Or the owner comes over. You're like at Hop Dottie's Hamburgers downtown, and they says, fluoride-free water. It's really good filtered water. And you go in there, and there's like a line sometimes down the block, and the guy's a listener. And the owner comes over and goes, yeah, free hamburgers, your crew here, free hamburgers, Alex, yeah, I filter it. I mean, this is a culture where we demand quality. We get it. We raise the level of the culture, not dumb it down with austerity. The globalists are teaching us to not have good health. They're teaching us not to have freedom. They're teaching us we're bad and ugly and broken and stupid, and we can't have air conditionings and cars, but Obama can. How racist is that? In fact, before I do this special report that I'm going to kind of get focused here and do right now, will you also get him saying to Africans in his African visit 2 years ago, you can't have cars or air conditioning? Because, I mean, you talk about fundamental racism to telling Africans you can't have technology and then killing Gaddafi because he was giving it to Africa. And he'd already helped five different countries and actually stabilized those places and had a plan. I'm not going to be dishonest. Gaddafi fought against the West in the 70s and 80s and things and did some things that were bad. He got framed for some stuff, but he really did some good stuff. And I'm really ashamed of the fact that Hillary Clinton had him killed and then bragged about him. Again, the guy, see, the more I think about how racist she is, in her actions, pushing to target blacks for abortion. It's just, I got too much proof. And, you know, Liz Faircon, I know, is torn by all this. I don't want to just sit here and hate on Liz Faircon. That's easy to do. I actually want to try to, you know, see what the guy thinks. And he gets up there and he says, G.D. Barack Obama, you killed Muammar Gaddafi, who was helping all of Africa. This guy wasn't a dictator with, you know, 200 Lamborghinis like some of those African dictators. He lived in a hut, basically, with a 10-foot wall around him. And gave almost all the money directly to the people in infrastructure, not in dependency, but in real jobs and college and engineering and women, 60% of their graduates there. And there's pictures of Obama inside Farrakhan's studio, and some of those folks still support Obama. But I tell you, having dinner with him for 3 hours, that guy's got a lot of stamina. I was exhausted. It was interesting. You know, I already interviewed him for hours, and it's like it's at night, and I'm in there for 3 hours. I said, sir, I got to go. I'm exhausted. I think they were a little insulted, but I said, I'm sleepy. Yeah, but those guys are intense. The actual people that run the Nation of Islam. I went to meet with them to try to work on stopping this race war the globalists are cooking up. And you know, I know people like Louis Farrakhan put out conflicting messages, and people can say that's flip-flopping. No, it's different perspectives on different events that the media then basically spins and misrepresents. And I do disagree with Louis Farrakhan on some things, but I think Louis Farrakhan has come a long way. And I don't say that in a patronizing way. I've come a long way. You get more informed, you get wiser as you get older. And I learned stuff from Louis Farrakhan watching C-SPAN when I was a teenager. I mean, he was talking about the private Federal Reserve, the New World Order, and I knew that was true when I was 15 years old. I'm like, wow, who is this guy that's willing to talk about all these things? But a lot of times when you see a special report that we hear on the news, I come in here, I get everything lined up, and I hit it for 5-10 minutes. I get in that zone, I get focused. Kind of on radio, I've trained myself just to be kind of laissez-faire and totally unscripted, but to really get into the ultra-massive, true racist nature of Hillary Clinton. And when you actually look at the evidence, it makes your head spin. So I'm going to skip this network break coming up, so I have plenty of time. I'm going to focus right now. I'm going to do my best to really get into this. And I'm going to take this clip, and hopefully we can make it go viral to educate people that are being conned and manipulated out there. So here we go. Hillary Clinton has pulled every dirty trick in the book politically to try to shut down Donald Trump, who just as Nigel Farage in Europe is a symbol of populism, a symbol that we don't want to be ruled by foreign multinational corporations and huge TPP secret combines they've set up. This is just a repeat of King George in England ruling over the 13 colonies back in 1775 and the people saying, we are not going to be pushed around anymore. The establishment media has dropped any illusion that they aren't total servants of this corporate elite and this international corporate elite's minion, Hillary Rodham Clinton. A pampered silver spoon technocrat from her days in college, trained by Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, who dedicated his book to Lucifer. CNN even calls her a golden goddess and says that we should worship her. And now, Politico is reporting today, Drudge Report has the story, Hillary plays the Klan card on Trump. We're going to play this clip of her saying he's a racist, and then we're going to go through the clips of where she has said exactly what Trump is now saying. Now, that makes her a hypocrite and a liar and a deceiver, not the racist part. Then we'll get into why she's a racist. But first, let's hear from sick Hillary. Here she is talking about Trump.
Is taking a hate movement mainstream. He's brought it into his campaign. He's bringing it to our communities and our countries. And, you know, someone who's questioned the citizenship of the first African-American president, who has courted white supremacists, who's been sued for housing discrimination against communities of color, who's attacked a judge for his Mexican heritage and promised a mass deportation force, is someone who is, you know, very much peddling bigotry and prejudice and paranoia. I will have more to say about this tomorrow when I give a speech in Reno.
Well, there's another issue here. She calls this a press conference, phoning in on CNN. She can't even be on Skype. She can't even be on video. She can't even be seen. Sounds like she's laying down. And then she says, oh, I have had press conferences. It hasn't been 260-something days. I have journalists into my home or my jet. Oh, your little minion friends, you call that a press conference. When you get a couple lapdog media people, to use Limbaugh's term, in your lap. No, that's not a press conference. You don't control reality. Now let's go over this clip piece by piece. The last clip, as we document the deception here. Clinton calls Trump racist in this 45-second clip, bringing up that he has been questioned the president's citizenship. Well, I have the Washington Post here in my stack where they admit that Hillary Clinton is where the birther conspiracy first came from. It's true, when she was running against him in 2008. And we looked into it, and it was weird that all his literature said he was born in Kenya. So we said, yeah, why do you say that, but now you say you don't? It was a cover for the fact of who his real dad was, Frank Marshall Davis, but that's another issue. But she's, again, everything she says is what she did. Listen to this. We just played the clip. They go on to say the birther movement that she started courted a white supremacist. No, he didn't. He, in fact, personally disavowed him to the ends of the earth decades ago before the new controversy, which Clinton did not do towards violent zealots, Sadiq Mateen, who, again, stood for discrimination against communities of color. And it goes on and on and on. A lawsuit that was settled with no admission was doing all of it because the Trump family did not want to rent to welfare recipients who do not otherwise qualify for our apartments in our buildings. Yeah, I mean, you're trying to get a super fancy apartment and you don't have a job and you don't have good credit. And then they try to pass laws saying they're going to give poor welfare recipients nice apartments. And they're saying, sorry, no, isn't going to happen. Again, he attacked the judge for his Mexican heritage. That's the claim she makes. Or he stated that he was not going to get a fair case in a frivolous lawsuit because of a corrupt Democratic judge who also happens to be an actual Hispanic racist organization called La Raza, which embodies the essence of racism, advocates for a mass deportation force because a nation without borders cannot function and will be overrun, kind of like Europe is experiencing right now. So those are points just countering each little piece of the 45 seconds that we went over. And I haven't even scratched the surface. Right now I'm just showing you how everything she said there is a deception, a spin, a lie. Now let's get to where she's a hypocrite and has said the things that Donald Trump has said. We've got a bunch of these clips. Some are from 96, some are from 2005, some are from 2008. Let's just start rolling them.
Hi, Secretary Clinton. I was wondering what you think about like securing the Mexican border with some of the illegal immigrants that come in. Just wondering.
Well, look, I voted numerous times when I was a senator to spend money to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in. And I do think you have to control your borders.
Okay. Now, let's go ahead and play her. That was from 2005. Let's go ahead and play another Hillary clip.
Mexico is such an important problem. Mexican government's policies are pushing migration north. There isn't any sensible approach except to do what we need to do simultaneously, you know, secure our borders with technology, personnel, physical barriers if necessary in some places, and we need to have tougher employer sanctions, and we need to try to incentivize Mexico to do.
Okay, so that is First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton in 1999 on C-SPAN. We've got more of these, but in the interest of time, let's play her husband, then President of the United States, in 1996, addressing Congress. This is from C-SPAN. Here it is.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara.
Okay, so Politico, the Associated Press, CNN, thousands of media outlets, probably an hour. I mean, there's thousands of articles popping up every few hours calling Donald Trump a racist, deeply racist, connections to white supremacists. And then you read there is no connection. On his own, 20 years ago, and then a decade ago, he would bring up the KKK and say they're terrible and talk bad about David Duke. On his own. It's like I've gone out and protested the KKK more than 10 times because I wanted to, because I knew that feds were running it. Now, that'd be like saying 20 years from now, I'm a supporter of the KKK when I have the proof. I'm not just someone who says now I don't like them. I didn't like them 20 years ago. You understand that? It's the same thing here. And they go, you won't disavow. He's like, I disavow. In the same press conference. Next question. You won't disavow. He goes, I just disavowed. 5 minutes later, you won't disavow. I just disavowed. And that's just like when I've had different guests on the show, and I keep saying, why won't you disavow your racist? And they go, I'm not. And I go, why don't you disavow? They go, I just said it. And it gets really obnoxious, and they get really upset because I'm putting them on the spot. Even though they know it's a joke, it's still asking somebody, why are you a child molester? Or why do you beat your wife? Or why do you rob banks? This is what she's doing. But the media is outraged now that Trump has come out and called her a bigot, which is actually true. They're like, oh, that's outrageous. A new low. As they're all doing it with no proof, he's got proof, but he's in a new low. So let's go to Hillary. She got asked about this by major papers after it happened. And she said, well, yes, those gangs are predominantly black and they're super predators and they need to be made to come to heel. But this isn't even the total proof of her racism. It's her real actions. And we'll get to that in a moment because they put the minimum sentencing in. And the reason I was really against this is because, yeah, 3, 4, 5 times more time for crack cocaine than powder cocaine, knowing that more wealthy people, no matter what color they are, would use the powder than the crack that was pushed into the neighborhoods. And when was that done? That was done big time through the 80s and the 90s. The Clintons continued it. They ran MENA, Arkansas. I've had the CIA pilots that ran the operation on, like Terry Reid. They were flying C-130s in filled with cocaine. She pushed the drugs. I've had Freeway Rick Ross on, the real Rick Ross, not the fat rapper. He's broken it down. It is, like, we ought to get Rick Ross on about this, the real deal, and lay out what he thinks of the Clintons. So it goes on and on. But regardless, minimum sentencing targeting black people, which then puts them in prisons and they come out real criminals. You don't get a five-year education in college or a four-year or an eight-year. You get a 10-year education or five-year education in a prison, and all you have is criminal contacts when you come out, and the criminal culture and the criminal population grows and swallows up the country. Now we're getting into the real racism of the Clintons, but let's play this clip of her, Hillary Clinton, talking about blacks being super predators.
They are not just gangs of kids anymore. They are often the kinds of kids that are called super predators. No conscience, no empathy. We can talk about why they ended up that way, but first we have to bring them to heel. And the president has asked the FBI to launch a very concerted effort against gangs everywhere. In addition to that, he has appointed a new drug czar. You probably saw him Tuesday night. He's one of the most distinguished active
military.
And then
you know the Washington Post articles with the make them heel comments and other. There's similar permutations of the speech she was giving in 1996 on the campaign trail. That's just one version of it. Now, continuing. She has now come out saying that Trump is tied to the KKK. I'm going to play this clip. This is her latest salvo. Now we're not even seeing her, though. Now it's phone calls for days. But that's okay. She doesn't go visit the predominantly black folks in Louisiana that are swamped. No, no, because it's okay, though, because she sat at the foot of the head of the KKK, Senator Robert Byrd. It's okay to say he's your mentor and to go to his funeral and say how much you love him, because he's an actual grand dragon, supreme ruler. And I use those terms because that's the little stupid terms and things they use. I mean, you're grand, super, supreme, goblin pig, warthog, master, whatever, cyclopses. I mean, I'm serious. It's really entertaining. But let's go back to the baby grand dragon saying that Trump is KKK. Here it is.
The reason a lot of Klan members like Donald Trump is because a lot of what he believes, we believe in. Donald Trump would be best for the job.
For president.
Yeah.
I am a farmer and white nationalist. Support Donald Trump.
Sending out all the illegals, building a wall, and a moratorium on Islamic immigration. That's very appealing to a lot of ordinary white people.
Voting against Donald Trump at this point is really treason to your heritage.
Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists?
I don't know anything about white supremacists, so I don't know.
Trump named Steve Bannon as his new campaign CEO. Mr. Bannon is best known for his controversial Breitbart News, a campaign chair that ran a website that has become a field day for the alt-right, which is racist and all sorts of other ifs.
The alt-right, which is the sort of dressed-up-in-suits version of the neo-Nazi and white supremacist movements.
Okay, so they also have one of these top Klan's guys in California endorsing Hillary. These are all just publicity stunts these guys pull. And where'd the Klan come from? The Democratic Party. Hillary Clinton, when they were running for governor, was putting out rebel flag pins to get elected. These people are total sociopaths, and they love modern slavery. They love the drug war. They took out Gaddafi, that destabilized Africa. She funds abortion, expanding against black people. I mean, this is crazy. We'll be back.
Visit GCNLive.com today.